Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming to our morning prayer service today. The service will be found on our website, so you can follow the text as we watch this video. As we begin, we acknowledge that the parish of St. Agnes is located in the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Musqueam First Nations. Let's begin. You may stand if you wish. And make your responses nice and loud so everyone at home can hear this people here. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love.
According to your judgment, give us life.
Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, source of all being, eternal word and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Please be seated as we recite the psalm together. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Source of all being, eternal word and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Judean, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Judeans do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming back here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman said to him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am the one who was speaking to you. Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, What do you want, or why are you speaking with her? Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? They left the city and were on their way to him. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. He stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, It is no longer because of what you have said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I must admit I feel kind of self-conscious being recorded. I don't like hearing my voice on tape, and I certainly don't really enjoy seeing my image on a video. But here it is. We're all doing things a little bit differently these days. Someone posted a video recently of a local Costco at opening time, and all these people with their carts were racing to get to the toilet paper, and they were loading up on toilet paper. Toilet paper seems to be the symbol of the COVID-19 pandemic. People are kind of not quite panicking, but getting ready for whatever might come next. It does feel different when you go to a London Drugs or a Save On Foods or really anywhere. There's a kind of tension in the air. You can feel it. Certain things like toilet paper and pasta are getting sold out. We're worried about what might be coming in the days and months ahead. But so far, people have remained calm and are carrying on, as the saying goes. But there are cracks, like when some people try to take advantage of demand and clear out all the Lysol wipes of the Costco stores and try to sell it online through Amazon at a huge markup. If this were during a war, those people would be accused of war profiteering. But I understand that Amazon has shut that particular operation down. What gives me hope is that our provincial government officials really do seem to be on top of the situation. The provincial health officer, Dr. Bonnie Hendry, has emerged as a local hero for her compassionate and, above all, her calm approach. Her daily briefings are helping to keep people well informed, and it also helps to have confidence that the people in charge seem to know what they're doing and indeed are doing their best. It's possible that this crisis will get worse before things get better. None of us have been through a COVID-19 epidemic before, so we're learning together as we go. And indeed, we are all in it together, so let's be good to each other and be generous. This morning, we've made some changes to our service that I hope will be helpful. We didn't want to simply cancel our church services without offering an alternative. While we did cancel the 8 o'clock service, now we are having this recorded morning prayer service at 10:15. This avoids the challenge of serving communion in a way which we can be sure does not accidentally transmit the virus. Our tradition is sacramental, so it feels odd to me to have no communion on Sunday. But I'm comforted that our theology affirms that we encounter the mystery of the risen Lord through both word and sacrament. We also experience grace in community, which is why it's so important for me to be physically present with you, and why I'm so glad that so many of you were able to show up today. So thank you. And for those watching this video, I hope that this is an opportunity for you to feel connected with us. Today's rather long gospel reading recounts a very rich conversation between Jesus and a person we only know as the Samaritan woman who was at the well. In contrast to the dialogue we heard last Sunday between Jesus and Nicodemus, which happened furtively in the middle of the night, this encounter is in the middle of the day at a common meeting place called Jacob's Well. There are three things I notice about this story. First, it's a conversation. It's a respectful and sometimes playful dialogue between two people. Jesus initiates the conversation with a demand. "Give me a drink," he says. The woman responds by stating what for her is the obvious question. "How is it that you, a Judean, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Clearly, there are social boundaries involving ethnicity and gender that Jesus has crossed. But the woman is not intimidated, she seems intrigued. Jesus' intention is to engage her in a conversation. We noticed she never does serve him the water that he asked for. Secondly, Jesus engages the woman as a person worthy of his respect and attention. All we know about the Samaritan woman is revealed in this story. We can imagine that her usual encounters with strange men are not so comfortable or edifying. Jesus reveals he knows that she's had several husbands and that the man she's living with is not her husband. We don't know how Jesus knows this, but he does, and it's true. But this fact suggests a life of near constant grief if all her husbands have died, or one of enduring abuse if the men in her life have simply abandoned her. She's had a hard life either way. The result of this conversation is transformative for the woman at the well. In engaging with the woman, Jesus reveals his true intention is to let her know that she has encountered the Messiah. The Anointed One of God has sought her out and blessed her with this holy encounter. Her life will never be the same after this moment. How might we live with this reading during the week? It's a rich reading worth taking time to contemplate, so I commend it to you if you have any Bible reading time this week to have a look at this story and explore it for yourself. But here are some thoughts about how we might encounter this scripture. Jesus meets us where we are. The Samaritan woman encountered Jesus during her regular daily routine. She was not anticipating anything unusual. She wasn't going on a retreat. She wasn't going to church. It was real life, ordinary life. And suddenly she's in dialogue with the Messiah. And sometimes Jesus meets us in ordinary life. We might be at home. We might be at work, at school. We might be out shopping. We might have an encounter with the Holy One. Jesus welcomes and responds to questions. The dialogue between Jesus and the Samaritan woman proceeds to deeper levels as she asks Jesus questions with an open heart and an open mind. Jesus responds in a loving way with a message of hope and good news. Jesus always responds well to our questions, no matter how silly they might seem. Jesus invites transformation. In revealing his identity to the Samaritan woman, he changed her life. The Messiah, the Anointed One of God, thought she was important enough to talk with, to have this encounter, to have this conversation. His loving attention was transformational. Jesus meets us where we are. Jesus welcomes and responds to our questions. Jesus invites our transformation. Jesus was interested in the woman of that Samaritan woman at the well, and Jesus is equally interested in you and me. We are all worthy of the attention of Jesus. We are all worthy of his love and blessing. Amen. We continue in our service now with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the prayers of the people, I ask you to stand, sit, or kneel as you're most comfortable. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need, as we say, hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Hear us, O God,
your mercy is great.
Merciful God, your healing power is everywhere about us. Strengthen those who work among the sick. Give them courage and confidence in all that they do. Encourage them when they are overwhelmed with many pressing needs or where their efforts seem futile. Increase their trust in your power to bring life and wholeness even in the midst of death, pain, and crying. May they be thankful for every sign of health you give and humble before the mystery of your healing grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, send your church beyond boundaries to proclaim your grace. May its witness be a source of refreshment for thirsty souls. Strengthen our voices that all people can know and believe that Jesus is truly the Savior of the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, protect from pollution or misuse all rivers, lakes, oceans, and streams. Bless the work of those who dig wells and those who advocate for access to clean water, that all people and animals have enough to drink. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, open the hearts of leaders and authorities, that they may hear the cries of the suffering and act with compassion towards them. Bring peace to disputed lands and bring reconciliation to people divided by race, culture, or nationality. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, mend the hearts of those who grieve broken relationships, whether by conflict, abuse, divorce, or death. Draw near to all who are ill. Assuage those questions who presence the mystery of doubt or suffering. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of living water, renew us in the promise of baptism. Join us together in worship, fellowship, and the sharing of your good news. Embolden us to serve others and to work for justice and peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for our partner diocese, the Apostolic Diocese of the Northern Philippines, for Bishop Brent Olivais and the clergy and people of our partner congregations, St. Augustine of Canterbury Mission and St. Agnes of Rome Mission. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And we pray for the parishes and the ministries of the Diocese of New Westminster, including St. Cuthbert Delta, the Reverend Paul Worrell. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And we pray for all members of St. Agnes Church, and in particular this week, we pray for Sally Hughes, Cheryl Hunt, and Anna Marie Kersop and her sons Luke and PK. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And we pray for those who are ill at home or in hospital. For Erica. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And we pray for those who we've been asked to pray for, including Heather, Prunella and family, Diana, and we pray for others either silently or aloud. Hear us, O God. God of living water, we thank you for those who endured suffering and who now boast in the glory of God. Pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts and give us peace as we live in the hope of our salvation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And we offer prayers of thanksgiving, either silently or aloud. With Roy Davies, we give thanks for the life of his grandmother, Helen Farley. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with the collect for today. We pray together. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, gives the water of eternal life, may we always thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God of the covenant, in the glory of your cross, your Son embraced the power of death and broke its hold over your people. In this time of repentance, draw all people to yourself so that we who confess Jesus as Lord may put aside the deeds of death and accept the life of your kingdom. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God and gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love. Amen.